This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices Opportunities. And this time I'm joined by Claire Aldworth, RNIB Insight Community Manager. Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very well. Thank you.
We have a bit of an accessible technology theme this week, Claire, and we are going to start with how people can help a student with research into the accessibility of websites.
That's right. So we have been contacted, Toby, by a student whose name is Tilly. Tilly is studying media production at De Montfort University, and she is currently doing some research on website accessibility. Now, Tilly is particularly interested in the experiences of users who have a visual impairment, but she's also exploring other disabilities and how that affects kind of accessibility as well. So she has created a short research exercise, and she's looking for volunteers to take part in this. So what you have to do is you'll be asked to look at two different websites, and then you will complete a quick 5-minute survey just asking you different questions on how accessible you find them. And Tilly hopes that her research is going to help future website designers in making their websites more accessible, basically. So if you would like to take part in this research activity and share your feedback, just drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk and we will get the details sent over to you so you can take part.
Well, sounds very interesting. And we're now moving from websites to the accessibility of mainstream podcast apps, Claire.
That's right. So this is one for any podcast fans out there. We have been contacted by a student called Catalina. Catalina is doing some research to explore the challenges faced by blind and partially sighted users when browsing podcasts and sort of identifying ways to improve accessibility on mainstream podcasting apps. So she would love to hear from anybody who regularly listens to podcasts and has a vision impairment. So what will you be doing? You'll be taking part in a 1-hour Zoom interview. And if you're anything like me, you'll be pleased to know you can have your camera off if you want. And this will be an opportunity for you to kind of share your experiences and your insights. Catalina will just ask you some open-ended questions on your overall experience with podcast platforms, thoughts on, you know, how you kind of browse for new podcasts that you maybe haven't listened to before, things that you find frustrating, things that you like about the experience, things that, you know, you would suggest that could improve it, all that sort of thing. So Catalina can be flexible in terms of scheduling. And of course, because the interviews are going to be online, you can participate from the comfort of your home very easy. You'll also receive a £5 gift card if you get involved. So if you're interested in doing that, again, easiest way to get the details is to just drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk.
Claire, where can people go to not only find out more about the items we just chatted about, but also to join Connect Voices and get involved in other great research and involvement opportunities?
Yes, so we are always delighted to welcome new members on our Connect Voices Facebook group. So to explain, you know, what is Connect Voices? It is RNIB's dedicated research and involvement community. So it's a private Facebook group, and it's where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, our projects, our research. And we also share opportunities to work with external organisations and individuals like Catalina, for example, who we mentioned today. So anybody really who wants to collaborate with blind and partially sighted people and bring their lived experience into their work. So we update the group with new opportunities every day. We also post discussion topics, and it's just really a great chance to connect with other people who have personal experience of sight loss. So there's a great social element to it as well. If you're already on Facebook, super simple, just search for RNIB Connect Voices group and click join. If you are not quite sure how to do that, or if you have any questions about the group at all, you can just drop us an email. Again, it's the involvement mailbox. So that's involvement@rnib.org.uk. And as ever, you can always catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show. It's the first and third Wednesday of the month. And you can catch the clip at your leisure, either on Audioboom or Spotify, if that's easier for you.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Claire Ordworth, RNIB Insight Community Manager, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. Lovely to catch up as ever.